today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
By the way, an idea that's an all-time original, your Commonwealth dry goods store, how is that doing? Right. How are you doing with that? Because that's a very unique DJ
love
enterprise.
It.
That really is.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I love it. I love it very much. You know, like everything I do, Mike, limping along. I mean, literally, I don't know if you saw the No Country for Old Men, the True Grit remake where Jeff Bridges is carrying Maddie back and eventually he realizes he has to shoot the horse. Only 500 paces from when I realized I got to put a round in the back of the store's head.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Mike. Nice to have you back in Florida.
Thank you.
I hope you had a really good vacation.
I did.
Up in Maine.
I know you
worked while you were there, but I hope you had fun.
Thank you.
And I hope you're glad you're home.
I am.
I just wanted to do you a favor and catch you up on what you missed on the show.
Oh, good.
Oscar and Mike have been... God damn it. Sorry.
Oscar and Rob.
Yeah, I'm going to try again.
Okay.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi, everybody. It's another day at the Salt Mill. I'm Mike O'Mara. This is The Mike O'Mara Show. Before we get to the real show started, well, this is the real show.
As soon as we play the thing that goes like this.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Thank you.
It's the beginning.
I have an interesting story from yesterday, and to tell that story properly, I wanted to bring on a special guest. And this special guest is very close to our own Oscar Santana. He is the host of his own radio program in a wonderful, wonderful time slot. And ladies and gentlemen, it is the show Chad Dukes versus the World. On the my former home, WJFK, the fan, I give you Chad Dukes, ladies and gentlemen. Chad, how are you?
If you guys want to talk about Anthony Rendon and whether or not the Nationals are going to re-sign him, you found your man.
Chad is telling me clandestinely, and telling you if you're in the know that he loves his job.
Yeah,
that's what he's telling me right now. So,
do you have the fever, Chad? The fever of Thursday night preseason football?
Oh my God, I'm going to pretend that I do for about 4.5 hours.
There you go.
Don't miss it.
I always appreciate that you're honest with me about that. Now, Chad, I haven't started the story yet. I didn't do any of the setup yet, but you feel free to just jump in because you took down the post that that initially got me curious and had me call you yesterday afternoon. Your show is not 3 p.m. or 2 p.m. enlighten me, because I'm not there anymore.
2 to 6:30. We're 2 to 6:30 now.
2 to 6. So somewhere in Chad's hour of pre-show, I see a post on Facebook yesterday. And I don't know if you remember the verbiage of it, so I don't want to screw up the verbiage, but it was something along the lines of, I can't believe Mike would do this. I pray that Oscar doesn't know about it. Is that relatively correct about
that
the post?
That is word for word what the post said.
Okay, so I can't believe Mike would do this. This is what I read. I'm sitting here, and I am friends with Chad on Facebook. I said, I pray that Oscar doesn't know. And immediately, it's cryptic to me because I don't know what's going on. And I look at this post and I weigh whether, I said, well, that's not good. That doesn't sound good at all. I said, I weigh whether to just, you know, ignore it, which is not in my DNA. Mm-hmm. I can't do that. Or call Chad. And I'm like, well, I'll call Chad right away. And Chad picks up the phone, obviously in an office somewhere at the fan studios. And I say, what did I do? I'm going to say some things here and you can do counterpoint or join in. But I didn't know what I did. And so when I called him, it didn't take much time for him to get to what he believed I did. And then, Chad, I was in a bit of a you might know, a defensive crouch.
Yes.
based on the fact that when I called you, you know, you thought that I had done this, and that was that early in the week I had come to Rob and said, hey, this is, I got a cool way that we can goose the fruitcake sales by giving away a golden ticket. And then when we talked about it on the air, I said, we'll do a golden ticket for DC and a platinum ticket for somebody to come down here for my house, to visit my house if you buy a fruitcake when they're delivered sometime in like November.
The holidays.
That's, yeah. That's what we had done. So Chad right away says, I can't believe you didn't know what we've been doing and what you had been doing for how many months, Chad?
We announced it on Super Bowl Sunday.
Super Bowl Sunday, this past Super Bowl Sunday?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. February, so, then.
February you've been doing this? I'm sorry. Yes. Okay. Right. But Chad had been doing the golden ticket promotion for selling trading cards with the Big O and Dukes cast on them. And by the way, please, somehow, some way, because you posted those today, get me a picture of drab T-shirt. I will put that on my refrigerator. Well, I want to do
it. Mike, if you just fire up, if you fire up Austin Powers 2, there's a Clint Howard is featured in that movie, and that's exactly what he looks like.
the police uniform. They're selling. You know, I can't keep track with Chad and Oscar and what they do. I don't try to, but I have been much more out of touch with it. I will listen to the Big O and Duke show periodically, but usually with my own narcissism. It's when it, you know, somehow concerns me.
Of course.
Otherwise, sure. I don't listen to my show. I don't listen to shows on my network. I don't listen to podcasts. I hate to say that. I do a podcast. I don't listen to them. So when I called you, said that I can't believe you did that. You kind of echoed what you had said in the post, that I can't believe you would do this when we've been doing it for months. And if it was from the Super Bowl, the golden ticket promotion, which was buy some trading cards and you'll get a golden ticket and you get to go to Chad's house for a pool party with the whole cast of Big O and Dukes. And I reflected on this after. Now, first of all, we had a very nice discussion. The crisis was averted because, fortunately, Chad believed me when I told him I literally did not have any idea. And you took the post down shortly thereafter. I was a little sad about that because that, for me, is a way that I would have checked my enemies list and been able to unfriend certain people like Ian Cubitt. Who I didn't unfriend.
Another similarity between Mike O'Mara and Richard Nixon. He keeps a running enemies list at all times.
The one guy Ian posted, I can't believe he wouldn't know about it. You know, it's like, well, F you and F the horse you rode in on. I didn't know about it. Chad, you, when I first started the conversation, you were in pre-show mode. I know how that works. And you were a little hot about it, but I think, am I right in portraying this as it didn't take long? You did believe me, right? That I didn't know.
At first, it was difficult. I have to say that as someone that has been a fan of yours and at many shows that you have done, it was very odd for me to be preparing to do my show, an afternoon drive, and look down at my phone and hear Michael Mara scream, "Don't call me an effing liar" through my phone.
Yes, I stand, and I very much stand by that, because I was, you know, at that particular point in our conversation, you were still a little hot, and I was like, I didn't do this. I don't want you to think I did this. And you know, the idea, I think the idea of the golden ticket, we both will agree, goes back to 1969 or 71 or whatever the movie and the book came out. But I want to tell you this, Chad, because this is the truth, and this is why I wanted you to come on the show. If the shoe was on the other foot, I would react exactly the same way, because we both share a common narcissism that I would have reacted maybe worse, and maybe not put a cryptic post on, put a very, you know, obvious post on there. But, I get it. I understand how you work, but I also respect that you took the thing down. But I want to make sure you do know I didn't. I didn't do this to you. I did not steal this idea. It just kind of popped into my head. And Chad, in the ideas that you've had and the ideas I've had, we're not talking about, you know, groundbreaking with this, right? This is kind of a way to goose sales or something, right?
So honestly, I just wanted to make sure. I was claiming I stole it more recently than you did. Let me give there's a couple of beats to this thing, and it, you know, people can react whatever they want. I took it down just because I've been in a situation, Mike, where people are talking crap about me on somebody else's page or a website or whatever, and it's like, I don't like feeling like I'm out of control that way for that narcissism you talked about. So I took it down in respect to you after the phone conversation that we had. The issue here is twofold. One is we share a co-host or whatever Oscar is now. I think he's had a stroke. He hasn't admitted to it. I don't know what's happening with him.
But, well, I never know. You know what? And to be honest with you, we could do, as I've said to you multiple times, we could do an entire show, you and me, just talking about Oscar.
Do you have a theory on the weight gain, Chad?
I looked that up. I don't have a theory on my weight gain.
Me neither. Mine.
Yeah,
sorry.
All of us. Yeah,
absolutely. The problem with him is, like, I love Oscar, but he is fundamentally altered, and I don't know where it happened. And something's going on with him. But so here's what happened. We come up with this idea to slip the gold. We have golden conies is what we have. We put the stupid traffic cone one on a golden ticket. We slid it in. And it became a big deal in our show. And lots of people were asking about it. And we share a co-host. We share a guy that we do the show with. And then what happened was, for whatever reason, Drab and Oscar could not figure out a way to get the cards to me to look at. So somehow they looped Rob Spiewak into this. And Rob had to be a go-between where these golden tickets, spent time in his home. So here's what happened.
Hold on. So the golden tickets went to your house, Rob?
No, I never knew anything about a golden ticket. This is what I was told, is because Drab, like me, lives in the wilds of Virginia. The cards lived for a while at Podcast Village. This is where we took delivery of them.
Oh, the cards did.
Yeah, cards. And so Oscar asked me to take a couple packs home so Drab could swing by and get the cards at my house. I knew about the cards.
No one ever told me about that. No, I'm sorry.
I never knew about anything golden.
I'm faking that.
That's
really
all.
Not
okay.
That concerned about. All right.
Full disclosure, I believe Rob as well. Here's the highest compliment I can give you guys. I don't think he'd be so. One of the reasons why I believed Mike immediately when he was telling me his side of the story, it would be so unbelievably stupid for as many shared listeners as we have to rip off a golden ticket bit a week after our golden ticket bit concluded. But what happened was that we're getting tweets over the course of 48 hours. Drab pulls the audio, and I walk in, and the first thing I heard before I put the Facebook post up is Mike saying, look at this silly, sick deal that I came up with. It's really great about the gold ticket. My deal. I get this. And I know that Oscar does a show with you, and I know that Rob has had the golden tickets in his house. And that was the information I had before, you know, 30 seconds, Mike, before we spoke on the phone.
I have to say, though, when you have any kind of a relationship, and I think Chad and I have a good relationship, I think this is textbook on how to deal with this. Obviously, I knew he was concerned. I called him immediately. I should point out, so we don't throw Oscar under the bus, that Oscar is up in Cape Cod somewhere.
He's about to announce his candidacy.
On vacation, and there's only one person that Rob, you believe Rob, and that's fine because Rob didn't know anything, and Rob, I asked Rob the same thing. The one thing I thought about last night, though, the man who has a Big O and Duke's magnet on his refrigerator, and I have to ask him, and I'm not going to throw you under the bus, Pony, but when I was doing this, were you aware, and answer honestly, were you aware of the fact that Big O and Duke's had done this months-long promotion with a golden ticket when I announced my golden ticket thing?
No, I wasn't, and sadly, Chad can't hear me with our talkback
Chad
situation.
Chad can't hear you? Okay. But he said he wasn't aware of it, Chad. So
I was not. I'm a little bit behind on the boat.
I am not narcissistic. There's a lot of narcissism coming out of this side of the phone. Mike is correct on that. But I don't think you guys – I don't listen to other people's podcasts either. I hate podcasts. They're all self-centered. They're terrible. But –
not mine.
I believe that,
this is
I
like
believe,
an ad for the industry, man. This is great.
I believe that none of you guys listen to the show. The problem, the part that is difficult for me to believe is that just being online and interacting with so many people that listen to our show and also listen to your show, I hear about your stuff. Like, I hear about when you're doing live shows, when you're going places. I heard about the
first. Which I did steal from you guys.
Yeah.
Now I have to cop that. I stole when you guys invited me to a live show. That started the series of live shows. That was your thing. Now, look, people do live shows. It's not an original idea. I'm just talking about doing it.
Right.
I realized, hey, I can do this. So that I give you guys credit for that. But I've done that
for
years.
I just started a band, and I started a band because I listened to crap all those years ago. Here's what I know about radio is that we're all going to steal from each other. It's a very close-knit community. I'm just a firm believer, old school, in... And I remember hearing about this on Don and Mike, and when you guys did like a version of Snacks, the Roundtable, you were very nice. You said, look, I heard that would actually help us quite a bit. You said you had a national audience, and we're taking this idea from Big O and Dukes, and we're doing this. That I don't care. It's flattering. I couldn't fathom. Not only would you do it, but it was a week after we wrapped it up, and we had just like the third ticket has not been found yet. We're still trying to find what serial rapist that's going to come to my house to swim in my pool for the next 3 months.
The thing that sucks about it on my end too is that if I had known about this, immediately, and that would have been, to be honest with you, that would have been Oscar saying to me, because I did talk to you about it before the show, right? Monday or Tuesday, Rob?
It was Tuesday, and you said, I've got an idea, pull the golden ticket music from Wonka, and that's the first I heard
about
it. And
Oscar said, we just got done doing that.
Right.
And I would have gone, oh, and this is exactly how that conversation would have gone. Oscar would have said that to me. I would have said, oh, okay, of course. Chad's doing something else.
Right.
Chad's doing one of his 550,000 ideas right in the middle, and I would have, but I wouldn't have done it. Because I knew it would have made me look bad. And here's what's frustrating to me, and just a tad concerning, that not only did I not get that from Oscar, the warning, but I would have expected, because we do share listenership, I think we've got well over 1,000 people that we share as friends on Facebook.
And that's just Facebook friends.
I would have loved one person to step up, because that would have been the best way to get it.
Yeah.
That would have been a way that I could. But at the same time, I think you and I both can agree, it's a good idea, but I think if you went back from 1971 all the way through now and you checked DJ logs and said, did anybody give a golden ticket, you probably would find at least one or two.
Yeah.
I think that would happen. And it speaks to...
Can you please avoid the phrase, Mike, DJ logs, as someone who has spent a lot of time at the WJFK facility?
I understand.
Thank you.
The thing about it is, but it pissed me off on that level, too. Not just that, this had happened with you, but that, now my thing is just, somebody's going to be out there. I don't know. I mean, ours isn't going to really take place until you mail out fruitcakes.
Yeah.
We've got
months, too, as well.
But, people are excited about it. And I would imagine people got excited about it when you were selling the cards, too, right?
Yeah, they were going, I sold it. Listen, you want to talk about unscrupulous. I took one of the packs out and I put it up on my personal eBay. And it went up for like $680. So like that, they were nuts over these things. So I think it's a great idea. And look, if I could offer one spot of advice, Mike, don't do it. The dread that I'm feeling right now, I know one of the guys is coming. His name is Grimy. He's coming over from Florida. I don't want him in my home. He's a problem. There's another guy that pulled a card at our event, and he acted like a serial killer. He had absolutely no reaction whatsoever, and he's going to be swimming in my pool 500 feet from or 50 feet from where my wife sleeps and my children come to play with their toys. Like, don't. If you have an out here, get out of it as soon as possible.
I was thinking about that. I don't want to be an Indian giver on this.
I'm not sure that's the appropriate phrase, but we don't want to go back on our word.
That.
That's right.
Sorry about that.
That's all right.
It's not politically correct. I don't know. I'll think about what, I probably have to do it. Continue doing it. And I just feel like I was glad that I felt confident enough in our relationship that I was able to pick up the phone and call you. And I now feel frustration that I don't have anyone to blame. I don't have, there's nobody that I can
point a finger at. Oh, and that makes you crazier than anything else. You love blame.
And blame. And, by the way, an idea that's an all-time original, your Commonwealth dry goods store, how is that doing? How are you doing with that? Because that's a very unique DJ
love
enterprise.
It.
That really is.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I love it. I love it very much. Like everything I do, Mike, limping along. I mean, literally, I don't know if you saw the No Country for Old Men, the True Grit remake where Jeff Bridges is carrying Maddie back and eventually he realizes he has to shoot the horse. I only 500 paces from when I realized I got to put a round in the back of the store's head.
Oh, no. Oh, yeah. Well, that's retail in general. Yeah. That's the way that goes. And then I read your post today that was kind of sad that you were obviously having a day yesterday. And is everything, because I always ask you this when you come on the show, Chad, is everything all right? Are you doing okay?
Well, I mean, I hate this. I think people wanted us to have a big fight. I have a lot of compassion for, you know, this show and you guys. And you guys were very good to me for many years. People need to know, I was learning to run the board, and I was running Ron and Fez for the first time. They were nationally syndicated. Robin finished up with his Michael Mara stuff, and I botched the board. I screwed it up. It was my very first day, and he came running in and saved me and said, everything's cool. It's no big deal. It's your first time. Like, I got a lot of history with you guys, and it's fun to, you know, take snipes on Twitter or bust balls or have Oscar and all of it, but I thought for the entire day that this had happened. And then if Oscar knew about it, we were going to have to stop doing the show. Like, if it had gone that deep of a theft, of
sure.
a heist. So I had that all day. Nobody cares about my other projects. Like, I have a band. I have another podcast. I do the store. Nobody cares about that stuff, and I care desperately about it. So I'm sure you guys have had projects like that in the past. So it was just dealing with all that in one day.
I don't, you know, I think there's more. I think I probably, you know, when we communicate with each other, I calm down. I never, because, and that speaks to the way we kind of have always dealt with it and the way we get along you know, with that. That's why I was able to do the phone call. It's just, you know, with all the projects and sharing Oscar, I don't know if
sharing
two guys
Oscar
with our personalities.
Well, it's true.
I know.
And we both, and Chad and I could sit down and do an hour and a half where we would agree on 1,000 things about Oscar as well. Yeah. That's the way. But I really, when said people want the, you know, the butting of the heads.
Sure.
It, you know, everything could point to that. And I talk to you and you're nice and you're respectful and, you know, and I get it. But when the most important thing about this whole golden ticket gate scandal is that, which it's really not, is I completely put myself, I'm able to empathize with you and put myself in your shoes. And I'm sorry that you went through that because I would feel the same
way.
There's a sensitivity there. And with mine, it usually manifests itself without a lot of information. So, for example, we'll be doing a live show somewhere. And a week before, you guys have one of your beers coming out or you're you know, you're flying in a hot air balloon over some, and you know what I mean? And it's always, I said, that's a week before our show, Oscar. That's a week before our show, and he's in the middle, and he's not here to you know, he would probably be able to offer some insight.
The whole thing is amazing. It's amazing.
You know, outside, and by the way, and we haven't even mentioned the fact that Chad and I are polar opposites when it comes to our entire view of the world.
Yeah.
And and especially
actually,
in this
I would call
day
you
and age.
Bipolar opposites.
Bipolar opposites, you know, and I still, I always get back to that with the, when you started it, I still think it was shtick, and then you realized it was going to be a winner, and you stuck
but
with
the
it,
two of
and you rode that
the
train.
The two of you are an example of what America could be. Listen to how civil you are to each other.
It's not fake. It's real.
No, it's real.
Because I do it. I don't do it. There's no, you know, I can't do it. It's just, it feels right when he comes on the show.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, I'm kind of you in a way. I get it. I get what you're going through. And you have to still, look, you are, for people that don't know, because it's been 10 years, Chad stayed at the radio station after they kicked my ass out and took over my time slot to do sports radio.
Mm-hmm.
So I, on a level, when we started out the way we start out, he still does that every day.
And they gave my job, Mike, to LeVar Arrington.
And, and the thing is, though, you're successful. You're doing really well with it. And but I understand all the success in the world. You're still there, and there's a part of me that says I'm relieved that I'm not. So I get that part too. It's an interesting world.
It is fun though. What you don't see, Mike, is I don't think you understand like the impact of Don and Mike. Like that shadow is so. I think it's been a decade. Like I don't even know how long it's been since that show's been on the air. But with you and Rob and doing the continuation of the Mike O'Mara show. It gets brought up every day. Like any compliment I get on Twitter is you're the best since, you know, this entity. And that's great. But the problem that I have with it, and again, I don't know that this has to do with anything,
people don't tune in to me to hear me. They tune in to hear me because they want to figure out if Colt McCoy is going to start with the Redskins. And there's a lot of cognitive dissonance that I have about that, too. Like, I have a lot of pride in doing the job and doing it on that station. And there's a reason why I opened my store on Main Street in Fairfax, is because that's such a hallowed ground for me. That's when I was, you know, driving by that station and looking into it, wanting to be there. Mm-hmm. It's different. And the fact that, you know, that style of radio is gone, it just makes me feel closer to those of us that are kind of still doing it. And that's why when the listeners, again, God bless them, I'm glad they're still there, and not as many as there used to be. But what they just love, they, for whatever reason, they want you and I to be mortal enemies. And I always, whenever there's someone sending me that garbage, I always take it with a grain of salt, because I know that's some sort of festering motivation behind some of these weirdos' tweets and Facebook posts.
I think unfortunately that may be, you get more of that than I do, and I think that that might happen, because that one of the, a moment for me, and I mention this almost every time I have you on the show, was when I went on stage with you guys. I was nervous about it, because I'm like, you know, I'd gone to some of your events where you've got that core group of people that look at me like they're going to stab me with a salad fork, and I went out on stage
like they don't eat salad.
Welcome, do you remember, Rob? You remember I talked about that?
I remember.
Welcome
absolutely,
I got on that stage changed a lot of stuff for me, and it was a really, really good deal. But it's just a weird, weird business that that we live in right now. And you know, we chug along, and you do it as long as you can. And I'm blessed at you know, Chad, I'm 60 effing years old. I am 60 years old now. Do you realize that? Yes, yes, that I've lived this long. It is a true mirror. Well, listen, I will. We'll probably do the same thing, and you know, and I get how you felt. I would have felt the exact same way, and it really, this tells me one thing, and I will solve this. No more vacations for Oscar Santana.
I agree.
There's none.
I agree.
Is this the fifth one? I mean, how many vacations does the Michael Mara Show offer up a year? He came back from a vacation and told us he didn't have enough fun, so it didn't count. And there wasn't a hint of irony in his voice.
That's so him. It didn't count.
That's him all the way. That's it. Well, you're a good guy, and you got the... Hey, you have a... I'm going to give you a plug, because you've got a live remote going on today, right?
Yeah, American Ice Company, actually, in D.C. If you want to come on out, barbecue stuff. We'll be doing the pregame stuff for the baseball and the football and all of that good stuff. And, hey, I've got a way you guys can make this right. How about when we do the Golden Coney party at my pool, Rob Spiewak and Mike O'Mara in attendance?
I can't begin to tell you how much that's not going to happen on my end, but Rob, if you're in the neighborhood,
I will be there, but
go.
I'm bringing a taser. I hope that's okay.
That's fine. I'm going to bring more than that.
Hey, Chad, yes. Before you go, we're getting fewer and fewer, but you are one of my fellow Elvis fans. I want to recommend, make sure you pick up the Death Day release this year, the live shows from Vegas. They did a huge CD release, probably 14 unreleased shows. Excellent stuff. Don't miss out on it.
Did you get the soundtrack to that HBO The Searcher on vinyl, Rob?
Do you even need to ask?
All right, well, now I have to protect listeners, okay? So you
fantastic
guys can maybe
stuff,
do this.
Though, yes.
Go to the dry goods store and, you
me,
know,
you
sit
and
up,
Grimy,
sit behind the
me,
counter.
Me, you, and Grimy can talk Elvis. It'll be great.
All right, Chad, thank you very much. It was good talking to you. Good luck
love
with
you,
Big O and Dukes,
love
with
you,
Chad Dukes versus the World, the dry goods and everything else, and your band. Your band is wonderful. Your songs are wonderful. And thanks for calling, and we will talk to you soon, my friend.
Love you, boys. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Chad.
Thank you, Chad. That's Chad Dukes. And
good guy.
I did not tell Oscar that I was going to have him on the show. That would have completely ruined his vacation. So I wasn't that cruel.
You're a good guy like
on.
That.
No, I didn't, you know, and I didn't realize that. And now for anybody that thought that, hey, both of us have done this. Well, you know, great minds think alike.
That's just so
That's
true.
That's the way I look at that.
Remember, the networks put the Addams Family and the Munsters on at the same time. They didn't know each other were working on it.
Yeah, yeah. It was, you know, as Chad mentioned briefly, though, an opportunity maybe for me to slide out from under that. But
you're a brave man. You're a brave man, Mike.
People are excited about it.
Yes, of course.
We haven't made the final arrangements on that golden ticket or platinum ticket yet. I'm open to suggestions. So you think about it.
All right.
Have Oscar think about it, and we'll move on. But there was that's the way you deal with problems.
You talk about it. It's communication, Mike.
You communicate with someone, and if it had been on, once again, if it had been on the other foot, I would have gone, oh, my God, what are they doing?
Right.
What's going on? Come on.
Yeah.
It's the way we all are in radio. Mm-hmm. We all are in radio. We're all broken. We're all sick. We're twisted individuals.
Broken.
That's the way it works.
Yes.
Yeah. But it made for a great opening 27 minutes. Start the show, Rob. Thank you.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Next on Mike, a Keith Morrison special investigation.
Elroy Valentine was an ordinary man who went out one day to catch a bass. But instead, he caught a case of murder. It's the mystery of the chopped up guy.
I was walking along the lake one morning, and I saw something floating on the surface.
Ah. Was it Wilson the volleyball?
No, it was an arm.
Ah. Did he slap you five?
No, it was a dead arm from a dead body.
Oh, that's terrible.
You seem kind of psyched.
No, I'm bummed. Police suspected a local drifter named Diego Pops. ¿Qué pasa, Diego?
What can I say? I like to kill.
Kill like a comedian at the Apollo?
No, like murder.
Ah.
So I waited for Elroy, and when I saw him, I took a machete.
Oh, you gotta.
And I hacked him to death. And I'm the one who did it.
Yeah. Diego confessed, but let's ignore that. Because this is an hour show, so we've got to stretch this out. All right, Diego, tell me. Did killing him get your rocks off?
No. You know, I'm not weird like that.
Not even a little?
Ah, what the heck, it got me off a little.
Yeah.
I love that. This is Wade Byard, the Public Information Officer for Loudoun County Public Schools. The Mike O'Mara Show has decided to start now. Please make all necessary arrangements to listen. This is the Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, and Oscar Santana. And now, without further delay, here's Mike O'Mara.
Thank you, Wade. Live from the Podcast Village Studios in our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., this is The Mike O'Mara Show. The Mike O'Mara Show, or TMOS to our friends, is a worldwide podcast and radio show with a family of listeners unrivaled in their love and support for the show. If you're a first-timer, relax, sit back, and enjoy yourself.
You gotta.
If you're a long-timer, we appreciate it. From Prineville, Oregon, to Morrisville, Virginia, from Bunkfoss, Washington, to Yellow Spring, West Virginia, from Freehold Township, New Jersey, to Hanoi, Vietnam, The Mike O'Mara Show is on now. And brought to you by Noom, getting in shape isn't just about losing weight. It's about changing habits and feeling better about yourself in every way. That's why Noom is the one for you. I love Noom. Noom is a habit-changing solution that helps you develop new relationships with food through personalized courses. Noom knows you're human. No food is good, bad, off limits. If you go off track, there's no shaming, just tips to help you get back on track tomorrow. And thanks to your local goal specialist, the Noom community, not the local goal specialist, the goal specialist.
That's what it is. Yeah.
Don't read words that aren't there. Thanks to your goals. Thanks to your goals specialist and the Noom community, you're never alone. There I am doing an impression of somebody that's doing an impression.
That's right.
My favorite part is that Noom is one of the great food databases.
The best.
They literally have everything at a glance, and food tracking is a huge key to the kingdom for this, and they've got a great one at Noom. Oscar loves it. Carla has never looked better. You don't have to change it all in one day. Small steps make big progress. Sign up for your trial today at Noom, NOOM.com/TMOS. What do you have to lose? Visit Noom.com/TMOS to start your trial today. That's Noom.com/TMOS, the last weight loss program you will ever need. Well, thank you. Another, it seemed like yesterday there was a lot of weird stuff. We sold out the second show, and we had mentioned on the broadcast.
Mike.
Thank you very much. We mentioned on the broadcast yesterday that we had two tickets left, and we sold it out, but I had a bad taste in my mouth on that, too. because Paulie Christine, one of the P1s of P1s, a wonderful supporter of the show,
yes,
bought the last two tickets, and I'm grateful that we sold out
the show.
But I felt weird about that, and I know that he took some negative stuff on online for that. But it's good. It's all good. But it just made me feel like, you know, I would have liked to do.
You know how
the
I
real
felt?
Way? He's not going to the show, and he bought the last two tickets.
I felt like my distant, rich uncle that feels not much love towards me did me a favor. And that's not what I wanted.
But at the same time, you know, our goal is to sell as many tickets as we can.
And we did.
We did that. But then when he did that and he's not going, and that means two people, I just, the whole thing felt out of sorts. But at the same time, they're sold and that's it. And we're grateful. That's what we were trying to do. You know, we have the events that we do outside of regular advertising that keep this show going.
Yeah.
So, a long time ago, in a land far, far away, we asked for donations, and we put our hand out and said, help chug along the show, and there were people that helped us with that. We like to do provide services.
We never got to the step, Mike, where we had the big thermometer that we were going to fill in. That's what I was looking forward to.
But I also say, Rob, that without Paulie Christine's, without Dirk Vastrix, without the people that are P1s for the show, I think, and we've got a core of them that support every little thing we do because they understand that it's needed, but it still felt a little, because a lot of people are saying, well, there are two people that could have gone. I wanted to say to the people that were giving Paulie Christine a hard time, well, those two people could have bought tickets when we said there were five left or 20 left or 50 left.
And remember, those tickets were on sale for a month. You can talk about the long tail of our show.
We're so spoiled.
But it's,
I know. We're so spoiled.
There's no way we can discuss this and not look like jerk faces.
No, we can't because we look like, it's a no-win situation for us.
Thank you, Paul. Thank you, Paul, for buying those tickets.
We appreciate you buying the tickets, but it just felt a little strange.
Yeah.
For the reasons that Rob articulated and I articulated. But now it's on to
Vegas. It's a good feeling.
And we're really, really excited. We're going to do the way it's laid out preliminarily is we're going to do a really, really good show for you on Friday night that's going to have all the bells and whistles. And then we're going to have a modified format on Saturday night, which is going to be
equally as good, but different.
It's going to be it's going to be cool.
A lot of audience involvement. Yeah, I can't wait. I can't wait.
And I'll see, you know, I'll see your drunken asses in the hotel lobby because we're staying where most people are staying.
Yeah.
That's the way that goes.
It's like a 1950s sitcom convention episode. We're all going to be in the same place.
Yeah. And it's great. And we've always done the small thing. You know, we haven't bitten off more than we can chew like they did at Woodstock, which you jogged me last night to, do a little deep dive on Woodstock, which I watched a documentary on it last night, not the music one.
Oh, not the movie, but the PBS one that's just, it's new this year.
The PBS one that was behind the scenes at Woodstock, and it's so amazing. It made me feel wonderful. You want to talk about a different time, man? I mean, I was 10 years old. It was so truly remarkable.
I know the weed was so good. Then.
They said like the first 1,000 people like close to the stage were probably just by contact highs.
Of course.
High.
Yeah.
High during the entire time. But the whole way the thing worked out, when you realize it was not 150,000, it wasn't 300, 400,000 people they estimated that were at Woodstock. And when you look at that, and they didn't have any massive fights, they didn't have that. I'm sure they had fights. 400,000 people.
There was conflict.
It was amazing.
I remember we were traveling for some reason on the show, so I was watching CNN in a hotel room when they were covering. I guess it was Woodstock 25. That would have been 94, I guess. And that was the one where there was a very angry vibe and there was mosh pits and people, they still did. They tried to do like a, hey, we're all in the mud and we're having a good time. But you got those people that are like walking around with their punk stance and getting ready, just looking for trouble. I said, you've blown it. You've blown it already just by the vibe in the audience. And I don't know that the vibe of the original Woodstock in 69 could even exist anymore.
Well, and the cornerstone of it was the freedom and the rebellion and the idea that the Vietnam War was going on. And I found myself doing a real nostalgia trip in my own mind saying, you know what we don't have? There's so many things now in 2019
right.
that are wrong with the world, but nobody, you know what I mean? Nobody seems to want to write about it or step up and create music about it. And, you know,
They're so busy looking for the next thing. They're not appreciating what we have right now. And granted, because of that, we don't have much to appreciate right now. I will say that, you know, I'm going to sound like the old man that I am. When is the last great song that you've heard on the radio? It just, yeah. You know, that whole environment of creating music and mass communicating the music, or not without
right.
Spotify or, you know, laser focused groups of this is a music for this person, that mass appeal, that looking for the great distribution of something that appeals to everybody, it almost can't exist anymore. And there are people will say, oh, you know what? I love the fact that I can get exactly what I want when I want it. But that's, you know what? That's divisive as a community.
Yeah, and Woodstock was people coming together, like-minded young people primarily.
My dad was this close to going. He was in New Jersey at the time. He almost drove up. He almost did, yeah.
I mean, it just looked like this collective that you can't repeat that again. They tried to do it with the 50th anniversary. They'll never be able to do it again. I don't think
I thought they should have done Woodstock 50 at the Zappos Cancel Chambers Theater.
There you go. Fantastic. Won't that be great? Hey, guess what? We said we'd do it. It's Yak Shack time, ladies and gentlemen.
Yak Shack!
Your yaks on this very program. We'll get to as many of them as we can today, and we'll take a short break, come back with more. This is the Woodstock Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, listeners. Congratulations on selling out TMOS Live 2019. Our next task is to sell out the bonus shows. So let's look at what it's going to take. How many bonus show packages is it possible to sell? Turns out the answer is infinity. Now, that sounds like a lot. But I did the math, and I think it's achievable. What I need you to do is buy one bonus package for you and one for somebody else. Then have that person buy one for somebody else, and so on. To infinity. So now that you know what you have to do, go to it. We can't do it without you.
That's true. I like that. Straight ahead. Very good. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Cheers. Let me tell you about Cheers. This stuff works. This is another wonderful product. I love this. Cheers Restore is an after alcohol aid designed to reduce the negative effects of alcohol. Whether you drink a little or a lot, take Cheers after a night out and you'll feel at least 50% better the next morning. 2 to 4 capsules after your last drink or before going to bed, you'll feel better in the morning. They guarantee it.
I have this product in my home, Mike, and it's given me back my Sunday morning.
It's delightful. It's really like an antacid for alcohol.
It is.
Cheers Restore neutralizes alcohol's negative effects, so you can wake up feeling great. Now, no more headaches, nausea, sluggishness the next day. It's healthy for your liver, too. For a limited time, our friends at Cheers are giving our listeners a chance to try out Cheers Restore for free. You know, with the TMOS Elite Whiskey Society, with the TMOS Beer Society, you got to try this. Take advantage of this offer. Simply go to takecheers.com, /TMOS. Takecheers.com/TMOS to take the 30-second quiz. You pay $1 for shipping, and your 4-dose sample bottle will be on its way, along with a free gift. Again, that's takecheers.com/TMOS to get your first 4 doses of Cheers Restore for $1. Cheers. It's the best thing to happen to alcohol since...
alcohol!
Cheers! Yeah, cheers! Yeah, yeah. Cheers! All right. Time for the yaks, ladies and gentlemen. Another week. I was gone for a good chunk of time, and it's great to get back. 800-1888. What is it? I forgot the number.
888-920-MORE.
920-MORE.
Yeah.
888-920-MORE. 920-6673. We take your yaks every single week. God, I have been away for a while. Let's dive in and take a call from...
It's 432-WAVA.
Well, I used to say that all the time. Got that on the brain today. Let's take a call from Lodi, California, where we used to have a pocket of wonderful folks out there. They're still alive in Lodi for the Mike O'Mara Show. Let's listen.
Hey, Rob, Oscar, Phony. Hey, I'm just listening to Wednesday's show. This is Joe from Lodi. And we were talking about... back when drunk driving was almost acceptable, my brother George got pulled over one time. God rest his soul. Oh. He got pulled over one time, and he was pretty snockered. And the cop asked him, he goes, hey, son, why are you driving? And he looked up at the cop, and he said, sir, I have to drive. I can't walk. And the cop followed him home. That's in the good old days. Nice. Have a good one, guys. Yeah. Thanks.
Now, it sounds like maybe that guy from Lodi is tipping a few, and the big tell on the Yak Shack when people are calling in is the repeat call. The repeat call normally.
Did he visit us again?
I believe so. I think this is the same
punch guy. His card.
Hey guys, this is Joe from Lodi. Hey, I'm calling for a little sentimental reason this time. I was just scrolling through Facebook and saw Julia packed up for VCU and little Michael starting school and Santos becoming a work dog. Hey, thanks for letting us into your lives, guys. I feel like a proud uncle. Keep up the good work, guys. Love you. Talk to you soon. Bye.
No, that's sweet. Okay, nice. That's fine. And he's, you know, we've had sloppier callers. We really have.
But you know what? He was notably sloppier in the second call.
The TMOS Yak Shack in the get-go stages, ladies and gentlemen, 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. You can call the Yak Shack morning, noon, and night, 24-7 to get your calls on the air. We'll play them if we like them.
What about after? Can you call after business hours?
After business hours, it's encouraged. As a matter of fact, after your work hours, it's encouraged. As a matter of fact, it's encouraged in the wee hours of the morning. As a matter of fact, it's encouraged first thing in the morning.
Yes.
As a matter of fact, you're encouraged to call with a group of your friends. As a matter of fact, you're encouraged to call whenever the spirit moves you. As a matter of fact, if we got a really large group of people, that would be really special.
Large.
Would you like to take a call from Orson?
Can you emphasize the word down?
Let's hear from, I just wrote Orson.
Okay, all right.
The French. Canadian beers. We know a woman named Modine Gunch who grows hops in the Narragansett Valley. Hey, there's a case of Narragansett beer in it for you guys if you'll have a meetup when you come up here next summer, right? Hancock County. Don't forget us. We love you. Bobby with three B's.
Bobby.
Southwest Harbor. Out.
You know, that would be a small meetup, but I've done meetups in Bar Harbor.
Yeah.
Have I not?
Yeah, we did one as a show once, as a matter of fact, when we were up there.
Well, I didn't want to tip my hand, but next year I would love to do an invite. I'd love to get you guys to come.
Awesome.
Just even
keep
it was
in mind,
weekend,
if he does have a case of Gansett, that costs almost $19. So that's a good deal.
It's not like that stuff Fisher's Island that I was talking about.
No, and I did the research on it, Mike. It's not available at my Total Wine, but I might be driving into McLean this weekend.
Oh, really? Is it available?
They have a bigger, the Total Wine and Beverage in McLean, Virginia has a much bigger stockpile of drinks, and they actually did a search for me, and they said, we have that at our McLean store. And I said, really? Oh, ho, ho, ho.
Well, we've discussed it on the show, Rob. We've discussed it on the show.
Yes.
So I will communicate with you as effectively as I can in that particular case, since we've talked about it.
Yes.
And I emphasize the word case.
Yes.
You have my permission to use the proper funds to provide. I don't want to say what we're going to do, but you know what I mean.
I have a question for you. Are you a female or a male?
Let's take another call. This just says important call.
Well, then we must listen to it.
That's all. Let's take the important call. Here we go.
This is James with a local janitorial company who services our area with excellence. Mm-hmm. If possible, we would like to stop by for a brief 5 to 10 minute visit in order to provide you a free quote for your cleaning needs. We are the area's best choice for providing professional cleaning along with reasonable pricing. We will end your frustration with other companies who are poor with their communication, poor with follow-up, and slow to respond. If you would like a quality janitorial company, this is James, and I can be reached on my cell at
4:00. All right, we don't want to know. Sorry. Thank you very much. Fake or real?
I think it's fake because he's trying so hard to sound real.
Okay, me too. Same page. We have a call for Oscar, even though he's not here.
Okay, we'll play
this
it loud
is a,
then.
An Oscar call. You're listening to the TMOS Yak Chat.
Hey, this message is for Oscar Santana. This is Caesar from Stockton. Hey, Oscar, what happened to your face? I was looking at it on Facebook. In the horde, it looked like you got hit. You got beat up or something, man. What happened to you? Come on, man, tell us. Wow. You guys take care. Have a good day.
Is this when he fell? Is this what that guy's talking about?
Well, I think it could also be a veiled reference to his weight.
Didn't he have a puffy eye one day?
He did have a puffy eye, and he actually went to a doctor for it, but I don't think that was causing his entire face to swell. And I thought that was more discoloration than it was swelling, wasn't it, Bob?
Yeah. He had a little bit of a lump, and the doctor drained it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. A little bit of a lump, and the doctor drained it.
Yeah,
all right, we got time for one more during this segment.
Thank you.
It's a conspiracy theorist.
Oh, good.
Or a conspiracy theory. Or a conspiracy. I just wrote conspiracy. I don't have all the
That's
time
old.
In the world. I don't listen to them all.
Hey, guys, this is Jeb down in Lusby, Maryland. Hope you're having a great day.
Yes.
Calling in regards to Oscarazzi from Thursday, August 8th.
Uh-huh.
Talked about the Danny Trejo story. I smell something a little fishy here. You find it interesting that that story came out the day before his movie drops? The new Dora the Explorer live-action movie comes out August 9th. This story comes out August 8th. I'm just saying, full publicity. Danny hasn't been in the news lately, but now he's all over the news. A lot of hype. Every article I've read mentions his new movie. I'm just saying. Thoughts?
Well, you are our resident female. I'm sorry.
Thank
our,
you, Mike.
Rob Spiewak's our resident female.
Do you like this skirt or does it make me look too hippie?
I'm getting up at 5 in the morning, man.
I know you are.
I'm doing the best I can.
You are in adjustment mode. You're going to be much better a week from today.
Fine. You're the conspiracy theorist when it comes to these movies. First of all, is Danny Trejo in the Dora movie?
Yeah,
I went to see that.
Does he not voice something? I think he's a voice.
Maybe he does.
And you know what? I'm sure that they're related. And you know what? You can almost set a clock by it. Remember, we started seeing Tom Hanks stories 3 weeks out from the Toy Story movie coming out. And they're never quite related.
Trust no one.
It happens. But the fact is, Danny Trejo did save a kid. So that's great. But
that's wonderful. Yes.
But the fact is that I don't need in my news feed that Tom Hanks couldn't buy a beer because he didn't have his ID. Ho, 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 ho. Jackass.
You're right about that one. We'll take a break, and when we come back, a thoughtful caller some summer fun and more fun and more thrills with the TMOS Yak Shack. By the way, we love our yaks, so you can call us anytime at 888-920-MORE, 888-920-6673. We'll be back right after this on the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Fruitcake time.
It's back again, folks. TMOS Fruitcake Futures 2019. Your once in a year chance. Once in a year? You mean once a year?
Once a year, dipshit.
Your once a year chance to snag a signature Rob Spiewak fruitcake. That's right. He signs them. Get ready to place your order for the taste of the holidays. They even taste better than you remember them. Two big ways to purchase and support TMOS, including deluxe packaging and an exclusive new collectible and more. TMOS Fruitcake Futures. The holidays start right now. Put it in my mouth.
In your mouth?
Thank you. It's the fruitcake he's talking about.
Of course. He?
Our announcer. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show.
Mike Trejo.
Mike Trejo. Saved a kid. Hey, how'd you like a subscription box for your kids that helps them to change the world?
I'd like
Say
that.
Hello. Say hello to KiwiCo. KiwiCo creates cool projects for kids to make learning about STEAM, that's science, technology, engineering, art, and math, fun. STEAM. Michael absolutely loves his, and he gets a new box every month. I kind of think that getting him ready for kindergarten, these KiwiCo boxes helped him. I really do, because it's so wonderful. Each box is designed by experts, tested by kids, and has all the supplies needed for that month's project, with easy-to-follow instructions written for kids, and an educational magazine so the learning continues. And with 7 lines to choose from, KiwiCo is great for kids of all ages. KiwiCo, a convenient, affordable way to encourage your children to be anything they want to be. No commitment, and you cancel anytime. Monthly options start at $19.95 per month, shipping included. Our listeners can go to kiwico.com/TMOS to get their first month free. Every day counts when it comes to making a difference. So don't miss out on this amazing opportunity. Again, go to kiwico.com/TMOS and get your first month free. That's kiwico.com/TMOS. Seriously, once again, I want to thank everybody for selling our both shows in Las Vegas out. We will see you in Vegas. And look, if you didn't make it through, if you were waiting for some refund check or something like that, I know there are tickets on the secondary market that are floating around out there.
Keep an eye on social media. You'll find your way. Yeah. And also, speaking of Las Vegas, do we have anyone that we're having on the show tomorrow? I can't remember.
Oh, my God. Thank you, Rob Spiewak. Tomorrow, we will be joined on the Mike O'Mara Show by the one, the only, Midnight Idol, Mr. Las Vegas, Wayne Newton, will be joining us on the Mike O'Mara show tomorrow. So, Waniacs,
I love the fact that you tilt your hat to Wayne's past image when you call him the Midnight Idol.
The Midnight Idol.
Because it has been a while since they put that on the poster.
Absolutely. Wayne, Mr. Las Vegas, Wayne Newton, former owner of Casa de Shenandoah. He will be joining us on the show
tomorrow. And a partial owner at one time of the Stardust.
It would be safe to say that both Rob Spiewak and Mike O'Mara have been somewhat obsessed with Wayne Newton forever.
Yeah, it's true.
That would be true. So this is an exciting moment for us. Tune in. He will be on the show tomorrow. Let's get back to the Yaks. This next call entitled Summer Fun.
Oh, I like fun.
Well, usually when I write that, it means it's not, but let's see what happens.
Hi, this is Mike. I'm on vacation. That's what you call it. I'm in the boardwalk in Rehoboth Beach, Delaware, in Funland. Name is ironic, I think. With about 5,000 other parents, kids, noise, and let's add in 98 degrees and about 99% humidity. Yeah, this is my vacation. All I have to say.
And how does it show me as a wiring flaw? That sounds like fun to me. I'd love to be there.
I like that. Let's get a thoughtful caller.
Please,
on, shall
thoughtful,
we? This
sure.
is simply entitled Thoughtful Caller.
I feel bad because every time I've called, I've failed to mention Maddie Masiello.
There she is.
And I'm sorry. It's not because I don't care. It's not because I think she's less than. It's because I'm stupid, okay? It's because I'm too stupid to remember everybody.
Wow.
And I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Maddie, you're a queen amongst those folks.
What?
You're the best. We love you. We hope you never leave unless it's on a 3-week vacation overseas. Then we understand. We love you, Maddie.
Wow.
You're the best.
How about that?
You rock our socks off.
Wow. Hey, Maddie, what do you think? You got your own special call today, huh?
Well, so, and Pony knows this, I keep a list of people who don't mention my name when they mention everybody else.
Wow, you're so like Richard Nixon, too.
One less name on that list. Thank you, sir.
Oh, that's nice. Good
but
call.
But still, I
like
advise if you have a deadbolt on your door, use it tonight.
Thank you very much. next call, simply titled Sunday Fun Day.
Oh, yeah, don't come back. Sometimes a Sunday fun day. If I'm calling from Wichita, then guess what?
Oh, what? Wait, that guy.
I'm f***ing hiding in Buzz's hole. Here's to you, here's to me. If you disagree, well, I don't know those sayings, but love you guys. Until we meet again.
Okay, wow. Hey, you know, wasn't that fun?
You know what, all Mike? Right. That would you probably named that call incorrectly. I would have named that call, Where Are They Now?
This next call comes from Salt Lake.
Hey, Mike, Rob, and Oscar, and Pony. This is Drew from Salt Lake City.
Sorry, Maddie.
I've been a loyal listener to your show for over 10 years, starting with the Don and Mike show and up till now. I just wanted to let you know how much you guys affect my life, especially Mike. There's moments during the day that, like, something will happen, and I'll remember something that Mike said that makes me laugh. But the big thing happens every day. My wife and her plethora of bathroom products in our on our bathroom sink, she has some lotion made by the Aveeno company, and every time I look at it, every time I see it in the morning, I immediately hear Mike's voice going, Aveeno.
Jack can't cook.
Yeah, exactly.
So thank you for corrupting my brain and making me hear your voice every morning when I brush my teeth. Love you guys. I hope you have a wonderful rest of the show. Thanks.
All right.
Bye.
Well, I'll make it worse for you because it's not only Aveeno. I think a better one would be Neutrogena.
Do you think the Squire used a lot of hand lotion?
No. He made it himself.
Yeah, I know.
Probably used like peanut butter or something like that.
Peanut
so
butter and oil.
Peanut butter and oil. That will get the wrinkles out. This is Welcome Home. I think maybe this is a Welcome Home call for me. Let's see.
Hey, Mike. Nice to have you back in Florida.
Thank you.
I hope you had a really good vacation.
I did.
Up in Maine.
Thank you.
You worked while you were there, but I hope you had fun.
Thank you.
And I hope you're glad you're home.
I am.
I just wanted to do you a favor and catch you up on what you missed on the show.
Oh, good.
Oscar and Mike have been, God damn it. Sorry.
Oscar and Rob.
Yeah, I'm going to try again.
Okay.
Let's go to Iowa, shall we? Iowa.
Do you feel all caught up now?
I do. Okay. I got it all. It's all. I've got it all.
Hey, Mike. It's Tim from Iowa.
Oh, same guy.
Glad to hear you that you're back in Florida. I hope you had a good trip to Maine, and I hope you're glad that you're back.
Oh, my God.
Home.
He's like on a script.
I'm catch you up.
He's trying it again.
Buddy Rob and Oscar have been talking about on the show. They're giving away Rob's records because they figure he's got too many, so we might as well just give them away.
That's nice.
They've invited the listeners to write in and give them their address, and Rob's been sending them some free records.
Have you been doing that?
The show's done.
Yeah, we gave away five gift packs.
All great and everything, but you know what they never did was they never thought about how their good buddy Mike, he likes records too, right? Lots and lots of vinyl. So I'm just going to suggest to do what all the listeners are doing. Talk to Pony. Ask for some free records. You might enjoy it. So I'll just give you a little helping hand there. Glad you're back.
Thank you. I've got a turntable.
I'm waiting on some proper record mailers. I ordered them because you can't really ship vinyl in a box. And I have, remember Freddie Vigdor sent you the Average White Band Greatest Hits. So I will be sending that. Do you have another artist that you would like me to include in an offering?
Surprise me. You send me every few months something that maybe if you've got those and you send them out, surprise me. I'd love to be surprised. That would be great.
The name is Rick Astley.
Let's get a call from Jorge on the TMOS Yak Chat.
Hello. This is Jorge from Burbank, California.
Hi, Jorge.
I'm calling for Oscar Cebollas.
There you go.
Cebollas means onions in Spanish. You've got my sweet onions, Oscar.
What?
I want to dice them. They make me cry.
Oh, this is the Jorge from the old days.
Oh, yeah, I guess.
Or an impression of it.
Soup with some slightly ammoniated clams. Take you clapping.
Okay, that's enough of that.
Does Cebollas really mean onions? I'm not a Spanish guy. That may shock you.
Want to hear from some of your people?
Yes, please. Hello, my friends.
TMOS Yak Shack.
Hi. This is Lois and Richard, or better known as Dick Sanderson. We have a proposition for Rob.
Oh, three-way.
Rob, we can guarantee that if you will send us one of the 3X Dick Queasy t-shirts...
3X, huh?
...that we will burn a Wegmans t-shirt. A genuine. Wegmans t-shirt. And we can send you video of the resulting conflagration. If you have any questions, you can contact me at 540-9999.
No. I do have one question for her. Did she really think that call was a good idea?
I don't know. You ready for some liquid courage?
Please, bring it.
Let's get some liquid courage.
Hey, Mike. And Oscar and... F you, Rob.
Hey!
And Pony Boy, go have a sandwich. Maddie? Ah, the cheese. You're great. Mike.
What?
I'm calling from Duluth, Minnesota.
Yeah.
I'm camping next to a parking ramp.
Why are you talking like that?
And we just spent the weekend having the Blues Fest up here, and it was fantastic.
Okay, I can't listen to that anymore. He called again.
Do you think
course.
That's a Minnesota thing to talk Mike. Like that?
I want to.
Maddie's great.
Well, he called back because I wrote more liquid courage.
Oh, good.
Me again. I know you hate these multiple calls. Not hate. Too many of them. But
what?
F that. I'm calling again.
Yeah.
Anyway, this call is for you, Mike.
Lucky.
When you play the radio broadcast of the Hartford Whalers fight with the Minnesota St. Paul Saints.
Okay.
Oh, have I got stories to tell you about the St. Paul Saints. Glenn Sommore was their coach.
Yep.
What he's most famous for is when he was a coach of the North Stars, they were playing the Boston Bruins, and he said, we're going to go out there and get them. We're going to go out there and fight. Took his false eye out and threw it across the room to fire up the guys, and they went out there and started a fight like within the first 30 seconds of the game. And bench clearing brawl, you know, the good old stuff. But that's Glenn Sommer was also the coach of the Saints when
Thank you. I get it.
Enjoy your camping.
It's the Minnesota Fighting Saints. That was the name of the team.
I see.
The Minnesota Fighting
Glass
Saints.
Eye.
Glass Eye. Pretty good. That was the coach, I think, at the time. I don't know.
If you had a glass eye, if God forbid something happened,
yes.
some tragic
mm-hmm.
accident, you lost your eye and you got a glass mm-hmm. eye,
right.
would you monkey around with it to freak people out? I would.
No, I would solve crimes and wear a trench coat. Let's
see, this
we've
is,
got an
this
Oscar.
Is why we're different.
Just one more thing. One more thing.
It's a Peter Falk joke.
I love it.
An Oscar great. Theory.
This is Roger from Florida. I have a theory on what's going on with your Latino buddy. I think that he is actually growing another Latino on his face. this would be an explanation for why we have so many Latinos we have to deal with. Not that we don't need another one, but I think this is what's happening with him.
What is the deal? They are simply...
Roger now.
Thank you. They're
Roger
on Husker
and
for
out.
What is, did I miss something when I was gone? Did he have a swollen face or
it
something
wasn't,
like
it
that?
It wasn't so much his face. There was a small bump that he had drained. Yeah.
All right. But, okay, very good. He had a bump that was drained?
Yeah, he went to a doctor here in town, and he
all
had
right.
it drained.
I'll wait till he gets back. I'll hear all about it. That's fine. I want a
we
Vegas
don't have
call.
We don't have the fluid anymore.
This is a Vegas
Please.
Baby call.
Hi, this is Robert from Las Vegas. I just heard the episode where Rob and Oscar and Charlie Burney opened up the Pennies.
Yes.
Do not clean them. Do not clean them.
Okay.
They are worth more the way that they are. Thank you.
What is he talking about, Rob Spiewak?
Charlie Burney has some rolls of pennies from his dad that date back to the 1880s, some even 1860, I believe, and they are uncirculated pennies still in their rolls. Of course, because they're so old, they're very dirty, and we talked about cleaning them, and this guy is saying don't clean them. Pony found out each penny was worth over $25,000, but Pony was lying.
Oh, he was lying?
Yeah.
Did he give you the pennies?
No. We gave all the pennies back, but they are valuable because they are some of them Civil War era pennies, and they're still in the rolls.
Tell Charlie Burney to give us the pennies. We need it for the show.
Give us the pennies.
Give us the pennies. You're listening to The Action. Got to get through these. Hold on.
Hi. This is Gus Chiggins. I got a quick quip and a query for you.
Okay.
And where am I from? I'm from up your butt and around the corner.
Okay. We don't have time. I'm sorry.
We really need to break.
I know we need to break. How about a review? You
okay,
want a
please,
review?
Please,
all right,
yes.
Let's get a review.
Hi, this is Doug in Somerset, Ohio, and I just wanted to say that the show sucked without Mike.
Agreed.
Is that good enough, Mike?
Yeah, thank
Can
you.
I please go home to my family now, Mike?
Yep, I'll send
August
you the check. 11th.
They haven't seen me since the 8th.
I'll send you the check. All right, thank you very much.
Well, we called Gladys, and she said that it was great that you were gone, but I told her, I said, now. It's
right.
good when Mike comes back.
All right, a call from Rob. It says a call from Rob.
Oh, from me.
I'm sorry, I can't get rid. They're all good at the end. So.
Oh, how cool.
That's you and Ringo.
It's not me.
I know. I'm joking.
But that's really cool.
That's why I said it. We're doing a comedy show, right?
But that's
really
cool.
That's a call from Rob.
Okay. I love it.
John Crandall on The X Show.
Good afternoon. This is John Crandall calling from Tempe, Arizona.
Hi, John.
I actually have a music question for Rob. I'm wondering if it's something he might be able to answer.
Okay.
In the song Locomotive Breath by Jethro Tull,
mm-hmm.
in the middle of the flute solo, you hear Ian Anderson make this sound. I'm wondering if there's a story behind that. Anyway, I will hang up and listen to my call.
There is a story. First of all, don't say you're John Crandall like that means something to anybody. That doesn't help your cause. But the true story is when he's laying that flute solo in, he actually, in the middle of it, swallowed an entire hard-boiled egg. And that's the sound.
Thank you very much. All right. I got time for two more.
Helen Keller went to town riding on a pony. Stuck a feather in her cap and called it.
That's a Helen Keller joke. High energy lady. Let's
not
go.
Okay.
Gotta move.
Hi, everyone. This is Lori, and I'm in Reno, Nevada at the Sleep Number bed place, and I just bought a bed, and I told them about TMOS. Our salesperson is Rocky.
Hey, hello. How are you doing, guys?
Oh, that's great.
So we just bought the dual mattress. Lift up your head, lift up your feet.
Thank you, lady.
The whole shebang, everything.
God bless you.
And now I need a loan.
Thank
you.
So
I'll wait for you to call me back.
That's
Bye.
Wonderful. Thank you very much.
Everybody
Love
sleeps
you.
Alone.
All right, one quick one and then we're done.
Okay.
Right.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, guys. We're calling from beautiful Lake Abenaki in the Adirondacks.
Yay.
And we were wondering, where did most sock tips go? We're we're missing them. So if you could,
I don't know. All right, I'm sorry. We did that on the live show. And you want to end with a funny? You want
please,
to
end let's
with
end
a funny?
With the funny? Yes.
This is. I just wrote funny. I have no idea what is the last yak of the week.
You too. You've got a boner too.
Yes, sir. That's why I put it at the end. I stick them at the end. Even the Yak Shack has a kicker, ladies and gentlemen.
Love
we'll
it.
Have an abbreviated audio vault when we come back with Rob Spiewak on the Mike O'Mara Show. No, that's not the audio vault. It's my news.
News, news. Yeah, news. Yeah.
In this era of fake news, who is our best, most trusted source of entertainment? Clearly not Mike O'Mara. Did you know that Mr. O'Mara voted to defund his interns? He works them for free. Disgusting. Damn. Also, the other day, Mike didn't wish Oscar's dog happy birthday. Does Mr. O'Mara believe dogs don't deserve love on their birthdays? I think so. Heartless, avid golfer, Floridian. Just a few words to describe the monster behind the mic. Let Pony, a proven patriot, lead your mornings right. Sign up for the bonus show to give Pony the spotlight he rightfully deserves. This grassroots movement needs your support. Together, we can dethrone the host with the most. Medical problems. This ad was paid in part by the OFIC, Organization for Intern Compensation.
I'm still Matthew Broome, and I still approve this message.
Thank you very much. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Quip. What's the easiest way to ease back into a routine? Start it up before September, especially if you're headed back to school. Simplify your mornings and evenings right now with simpler electric toothbrushes from Quip. Your back-to-schooler will love the kids' brush. It's just like the original Quip, but tweaked for size-down mouths. Quip has gentle sonic vibrations and a built-in timer that pulses every 30 seconds to remind you when to switch sides, because up to 90% of us don't brush a full 2 minutes. We don't clean evenly.
Plus,
brush heads that are automatically delivered every 3 months for just $5, which is great because 75% of people use old, worn-out bristles that are ineffective yuck. I use Quip because it guarantees that I am brushing my teeth the right way every day. That's why I love Quip and why it's perfect for getting back into a routine. Quip starts at just $25, and if you go to getquip.com/TMOS right now, you can get your first refill pack for free. That's your first refill pack free at getquip.com/TMOS, and we thank you.
News!
All right. We're running so late on the show today.
It happens.
How much time do I have? Because I can edit it. I can edit it as we speak.
If you wanted to be perfectly on time,
yes,
we need to break for commercial a minute and a half ago.
All right, very good. Miley Cyrus and Liam Hemsworth partying. Apparently, it's the opposite of what you think. A source told People magazine, everyone always thinks Miley's the problem one, but apparently Liam is the problem one because he's partying too much with the surfer dudes. TMZ claims that Liam also is using certain drugs that Miley doesn't approve of, but friends of Liam told TMZ that Miley's people are making this up to hide the fact that they broke up over Miley's infidelity. There we go.
The only drug that Miley doesn't approve of is Tylenol.
Thank you very much, Rob Spiewak. Moving right along, let me just get this next one on here. Thank you. If you're going to call yourself the dog whisperer, you better live up to it. I agree. All right, very good. Moving on to the next story here. Patrick Swayze was abused as a child.
Oh, I'm
sorry
to hear
that. Thank you very
much.
There it is. Very good. For years, next story, athletes from Ohio State University have proudly announced that they're from the Ohio State or the Ohio State University. Well, Ohio State has come up with a silly idea. They're attempting to trademark the word so that they're going to trademark the word "the" so they can make that their thing. Well, they can bite it.
Stupid.
Thank you very much.
Doing well at the Virginia Commonwealth University.
I say the American University.
Of course.
Ohio State, you don't get that. It doesn't work that way.
Shut
Thank
up,
you
dummies.
Very much. According to a study by the job site Glassdoor, the best job in the country right now is a tax manager. FML, put the gun in my mouth right now. Disgusting. That's horrible. A tax manager. Welcome to 2019 America, ladies and gentlemen.
Second best job is Pony Boy on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Damn right. Amen. And now a little something.
Already?
A guy named John Honecker from Nashville, Tennessee. He went to a Walmart earlier this week, apparently to shoplift some supplies for a barbecue.
Hmm.
And that included him shoving a brisket and two bottles, small ones obviously, of propane down his pants. Listen, he had really big pants.
In his pants.
Some cops just happened to be at the Walmart at the time investigating a different call, and they saw the entire thing go down on security cameras, so they grabbed John as he tried to leave the store, and he started trying to kick them. He was arrested for assault on an officer. Oddly enough, The brisket was fully cooked.
Oh, no.
With just a hint of ranch dressing.
Oh, there gross. Ugh. He tried Thank to kick you. Him. He tried to kick
that.
Him.
How did I do with that? Did I catch Perfect. Us up a little bit?
Yeah, we're much go. Better All than right. we were before.
Now you've got a somewhat shorter audio belt, but not a disaster. We'll no, take no. a break and come back with that right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Everybody.
Hi, this is Tom Rogal. I like to get my news anywhere I can. No time, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by our Fruitcake Futures. The holidays will be here soon. So, what do you do? What's the answer? Yeah, you're a little perturbed right now. Kind of worried about the fruitcake.
Yes!
Don't worry about the fruitcake. Worry about maybe Jackie's... don't worry, okay? Just cool it. Life is a breeze. Of course, some breezes, as you know, 110 miles per hour and get promoted up to fruitcakes. I just thought I'd pass that along. Speaking of pass along, we're going to pass along now to the kitchen. Rob's Spiewak Kitchen, high atop the overlooking downtown, beautiful downtown kitchens of Arlington, Virginia, Washington, D.C. Then we'll have a salute to a Rob's Spiewak fruitcake. So good. They taste even better than you remember them. Go to our website and buy as many as you like. TMOS Fruitcake Futures. The holidays start right now. MikeO'MaraShow.com. Click the banner. Your boy's tired, but we're still doing the golden and platinum tickets.
Yes, we are.
Where one of the fruitcakes will include a gold and the other one platinum, and you get to come to Florida.
The other
DC.
One?
Yeah, your boy's tired. I have 10 fruitcakes to go, and I'm going to do those 10 fruitcakes because I'm a pro. That's what pros do. They're never tired, never get lost. Some breezes. Look it up in the book. Thank you very much. Let's open up the audio. Flying through. You know,
when I wrote that yesterday, I said, when is he going to pick up on the fact that I wanted to do the Larry King voice? And you got it right away. Loved it.
Mike O'Mara started to lose track of time on the Mike O'Mara Show, and the show suffered for it.
You gotta.
Anyway, let's give the audio I know as you much love, as you can give us.
I know you love your Ring doorbell. It's a great piece of technology, but here's a piece of technology.
I am proud to have them as an advertiser, absolutely.
That went viral yesterday that I had never thought about this. A girl was being picked up for her first date with a young gentleman, and the dad wasn't there to interrogate the boy. So when the boy rang the doorbell, the dad, on his cell phone, began to interview the boy.
Hello?
Hi, how you doing? I'm Jared.
Hello, Jared. This is Pedro, Grace's dad.
Oh, good to talk to you.
Sorry, I can't meet you in person because I'm at work. So at least I get to see your face, but you don't get to see mine.
All right.
Where are you guys going?
I think we're going to go to the Roadhouse and then maybe a movie.
Okay, which movie are you guys going to go see?
Hello?
The girl now.
Daughter. What movie are you guys going to go see?
Toy Story.
Okay, roughly what time are you guys going to be coming home?
Probably before 11.
Oh, I heard 10:30. Okay, that's good.
Works for me.
All right, so just make sure you treat her correctly because that's my first daughter.
You don't have to worry, sir.
All right.
All right.
All right. Love you.
All right, bye.
Attaboy, Dad.
Before 11.
Don't you love that?
Dads of America.
It's the best.
I dig it. I'm a father.
Spoke to me.
Fantastic.
Now, you were talking about Woodstock earlier. This was a story I had never heard. I knew that Richie Havens was the first performer on the first day.
Right.
And the first day is actually...
Nobody else could get through the traffic, so Richie Havens was on the stage because he's the one that managed to show up.
50 years ago today is when Woodstock started. Now, scheduled to start was a guy named Tim Hardin. Now, by this story, the way I hear it, Tim Hardin was also there, but was scared to go out first because no one had ever seen anything like this before. And so they were chasing Tim Hardin around. Tim Hardin, you might know mostly as a songwriter. He wrote Reason to Believe and If I Were a Carpenter, but he wasn't going to be the first one to go out there. So Richie Havens said, I'll do it.
The only person I saw was Tim Hardin. And I went, Tim, did you go on? No, I'm not going on first. I say, wow, I know I'm supposed to be fifth. An hour later, they started chasing me because I was running. Every time they'd say, Richie, would you go on? Something's got to happen. I'd say, yeah, you want it to happen to me, right?
So he improvised the song Freedom, essentially. It's an amazing performance.
He did, I think, something like over 3 hours, maybe. He was up there for a very long time.
But here's the thing. Tim Hardin eventually went on, but never made it on the album and is not in the movie. So maybe Tim Hardin should have put on his big boy pants and opened up at Woodstock.
But 50 years ago, never forget. There you go.
Oh, talk about times gone by. In the early 2000s, America Online, remember they used to be a thing, they had a television commercial they ran that seemed pretty forward-thinking. Keep in mind, this is like 2003 that this ran.
Some people think the internet is a bad thing. Somewhere your identity can be stolen, your home invaded, and your savings robbed without anyone setting foot inside your door. It is one of the most dangerous weapons ever created. A way for the unhinged to spread evil free of supervision or censorship. A place for mankind to exercise its darkest desires. An open market where you can purchase anything you want. Orwell was right. The internet has taken us to a place where everything we do is watched, monitored, and processed without us ever realizing. Some people think the internet is a bad thing. What do you think?
How about that?
When was that released?
2003 or 4, I believe.
Yeah, there you go. Watch mm-hmm. The Big Hack.
Yeah.
You know, if you, I think it's The Big Hack. I'm going to make sure I get that documentary right because people have recommended it to me. It's about data mining, which is now more valuable than any other commodity.
It's mm-hmm. The Great Hack.
And Great Hack, Pony, and it's stunning. It's absolutely stunning what people have on us and how we are not, we're completely manipulated and we don't even realize it. It's very, very scary.
Let me give you a palate cleanser. You know, the talent shows are all the rage on television, like the American Idol. So mm-hmm. if you go to China, they have a show called Sing China. And I think you will enjoy this young lady who is a heavy metal artist, a Chinese female heavy metal artist from the show Sing China. You know, 2 hours after I pulled that clip, I downloaded it again. That's your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Thursday, God, everybody. That's barely a joke. Barely
tomorrow
a joke.
On the broadcast, Rob and I are thrilled. We will be welcoming the man himself, Mr. Wayne Newton, Mr. Las Vegas, who will be joining us right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. Don't forget, the fruitcakes are in the get-go stages.
Order.
I'm sorry, Chad, but we're going to continue doing it because now I will give you credit. We will be doing the Chad Tukes idea of golden tickets and platinum tickets.
Lovely.
One ticket. One trip for you.
Yes.
The platinum gets you to Washington, D.C. I'm sorry, the platinum gets you to Florida.
Right.
And the golden gets you to D.C. to sit in for an entire show. And I might even take you out to lunch. I don't know.
Iguanamia.
That's it. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Toodaloo and ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeO'MaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
I could pull a better cartoon out of my ear. Hey, whoa! Wasn't that great, kids?
Good night, Herr Doctor.
Good night, Frau Blücher.
Yeah, man, I'll tell you what, that dang old internet, man, you just go on there and point and click, 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 click. It's real easy, man.
Do you expect me to talk?
No, Mr. Bond. I expect you to die.